Want to watch some shooting stars? I know I do. I've never seen them in person. So if you're like me, heads up, literally, because the annual Perseid meteor shower is underway. When it reaches its peak around Sunday and Monday, it'll be a great opportunity to look up at the night sky. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce.
The Earth is constantly moving through space, orbiting the sun. And every summer, our planet plows through a bunch of debris left behind by a comet, a big ice ball called Comet Swift-Tuttle. Peter Brown is a meteor researcher with the University of Western Ontario. He says bits of rock and dust from this comet hit our atmosphere going really fast, over 100,000 miles per hour.
And because it hits so fast, we can see very tiny particles.
A particle the size of, say, a grain of sand will slam into the upper atmosphere. This heats the little particle up, atoms boil off, and those atoms go on to have their own collisions.
So when you have two atoms slamming together at tens of kilometers a second, you get a whole bunch of things that are produced. You get electrons, ions, and you excite the atoms, and they produce light.
A streak of light so bright it can be seen from many miles away. He says an incoming pebble that weighs about as much as a paperclip can look brighter than the planet Venus. And when the Perseid shower peaks on the night of August 11th going into August 12th,
you might see a handful of those, three, four, five of those, an hour.
Plus fainter ones, too. And if you're lucky, maybe something bigger and brighter, a real fireball. Brown says with some other meteor showers, if you miss the peak, you're out of luck. But not so with the Perseids.
The Perseids are so large and they're so spread out that you can see them within a day or two of the peak and you still see a really impressive show.
So if you're busy or there's clouds, try another night. The best view will come under really dark skies, without light pollution or the moon. Hunter Miller is a public observing educator at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago.
The later you're out, the more dark the skies will get as the moon sets. And starting like past midnight, you'll have a pretty nice dark sky.
He says grab a lawn chair or a blanket and find a spot with as big a view of the sky as you can get. Look northward. Your eyes have to adjust to the darkness, so it's best to sit out for at least 30 minutes without peeking at your phone.
You can use your phone to, you know, find the location you need to look to in the sky, but then keep them away because it really can, basically mess up all of the time that you spent trying to let your eyes get dark adjusted.
He says a lot of time you look up in the sky and it feels eternal, but a shooting star only lasts a couple seconds. That's part of its appeal.
It feels like you saw something really special and personal.
And the Perseids are one of your best chances all year to see one. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.